Okay, good morning, everybody. And a Freilichen Chanukah. Today's daf is Baba Kama daf Lamed Vav. We are holding on daf Lamed Hayam and Beis on the fourth wide line at the two dots on daf Lamed Hayam and Beis. Today's share is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, Lilith's mother, Golda Bas Simcha Lea Shalom. Also by Daniel Sadian for the success of Klal Yisrael in these times, and Atzlacha for our soldiers and our captives. They should all come home safely. Also by Mendy and Hindi Yudin, Lezecher Nishmas, Mendy's grandmother, Mrs. Lillian Yudin, Leah Bas Avram Chaim, whose yahrzeit is tomorrow, the Neshama Shavan Aliyah. We thank all of the sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So we're going to talk about today's essentially three topics. Topic number one is we're going to finish up the third parak with a discussion about when you have two oxen and one of them gored another ox, but you don't know which one, but both oxen are owned by the same person. Both of the potential mazikim are owned by the same person. So the Mishnah spoke about that case. We're going to discuss some of the details of what exactly that case is about. Are they a shar tam? Are they a shar muad? Then the Gemara, the first Mishnah in the next parak, Bez Hashem is going to talk about if a shar tam gores several times. It gores three, four, five times, and it's a shar tam the whole time. So the Rishonim are going to talk about how is that even possible, but somehow it's a shar tam the whole time. So how do we structure the payments? Who does he owe what to? And what if there's not enough migufo to pay, to go around to everybody to pay for all the damage, or for chatzi nezek of all those different animals that he had damaged? So we're going to have machlokes tanoim in the Mishnah, and the Gemara is going to discuss whether our Mishnah follows Rabbi Akiva or Rabbi Yishmael. Going back to that machlokas that we keep coming back to by a short time, the machlokas whether when a short time damages, does the nizik become a shutaf in the animal that was mazik, or no, it's just an amount that is paid is chati nezek megufo, but not that it's an actual shutaf in the animal that is mazik. And then at the end of the daf, the Gemara is going to talk about a tokeh lechavero. If a person somehow damages the ear of another person, he damages the hearing of another person. Different shitos and rishonim, exactly what he did to damage the hearing of another person. So we're going to discuss the payment that has to be made for damaging the hearing of another person. We're going to give an amount of money, but the problem is we're not sure what type of currency that money is being described in. We know that there's such a thing as Kesef Tzuri and Kesef Medina, but Kesef Tzuri is eight times the amount of Kesef Medina, so Be'ez Hashem we'll get to that at the end of the daf. So let's begin at the two dots, Lamed Ayin Beis, four lines into the wide lines. Gufa, Amar Rabba Bar Nosson, Tano Chitin Vadlo B'Sorim Potter. If a guy says, you owe me wheat, you owe me 100 bushels of wheat, and he responds, I owe you 0 bushels of wheat, but I haven't owe you 100 bushels of barley. So the halach is that he's potter. So my Kamash Malan, Tanina, what's the chiddush of that? Don't we already learn in the Brisa in Masechta Shavuos that Ta'ano Chitin v'Hodlo B'Sorin Pater, that I don't need Rabba Bar Nosson to tell me this. This is a Braisa, that if I ask for wheat, I claim wheat, and you admit barley, that they Pater. And so Gemara, Ime Hasam, had I only had that Braisa, Hava Amina Pater Midmei Chitin v'Chayv Midmei Sa'orin, I would think that he's Pater for paying for the value of wheat, but he's still going to be Chayv in Midmei Sa'orin. He's still going to have to pay for the value of the barley. So Kamash Malan, the Pater Legam. That's why he has to tell me no. Pater means entirely pater. So now the Gemara asks on our from our Mishnah on this din of Rabba Bar Nosson. The Rabba Bar Nosson says that if you're not modem min hataina, that you're going to be totally pater. Tanan, we said in our Mishnah hayu anizak and shnayim, that let's say the animals that were damaged were two, echa gadol v'echa katan, one that was large and one that was small, and there were also two mazikin, one that was large and one that was small, and the Nizik claims that it was the Gadol that was Mazik the Gadol, and it was the Katan that was Mazik the Katan, and the Mazik says, no, it was the Katan that was Mazik the Gadol, and the Gadol that was Mazik the Katan. So, Motzi Mechaver Olav Harayim, meaning the Mazik would rather say that it was a mix, that it was the Gadol that was Mazik the Katan, because chatzi nezek of the katan is going to be a very small amount. So there's it's going to be come out to less, way less than gufo of the gadol. And when I say that my katan married was mazik your gadol, so chatzi nezek of that gadol it may not even be covered by the gufo of the katan. So I'm going to end up having to pay less money. So but what is the implication of the Mishnah when we say mostly mechaver lavaraya? Hello, my siraya, shakil kedukamer mazik. That if you're not able to bring a raya, that if the nizik is not able to bring a raya, that it was a gadol that was mazik the gadol and the katan that was mazik the katan, then you're gonna pay as the mazik had claimed. So you'll pay as if it was the gadol that was mazik the katan, the katan that was mazik the gadol. But amai, why do you take kedivrei mazik? After all, chitim usarim ninu. This is exactly the case of Tohanu chitin v'hodol b'sorin. Because you're making a taina on one min and you mode on another min, and therefore you should be potter entirely, just like Rabbi Bar Nassan said. Meaning the assumption is that when I say it was your gadol that was mazik my katan, it was your gadol that was mazik my gadol, and you say no, it was my katan that was mazik your gadol. So I'm being mode to a different thing. It's an entirely different animal. That's like tano chitin vahodelo saorin. It just happens twice: one on the nizik that was the gadol animal, one on the nizik that was the katan animal. But each time you're saying that it was a different animal that was mazik, so it's tanochit and vado b'sarin. So answers the Gemara: the Mishnah does not mean to say that you get paid like the hoda'as hamazik, but rather ra'oi litol ve'ein lo. When the Mishnah says that amosim yechaver lavaraya, it does not mean to imply and without a raya you just do whatever the mazik says. No, what the Mishnah means to say is, and without a raya, you get nothing. You can't get paid at all. Like tano chitin v'hodelo b'sorin, that you can't get paid at all because of if you don't bring a raya. So says Gemara, really? V'atanya, but a brisa elaborates on our Mishnah and tells us, Hare ze mishtalim ala katan mina gadol gadol mina katan. That it says beferish that you get paid from the as the mazik had claimed. Says Gemara, no, that's talking about ditafas. That's only when the nizik was ready to face the money from the mazik based on the hoda'ah of the mazik. He was to face the amount that equates to the hoda'ah of the mazik. So in that way, the brisa paskins ain motzi in miyado, that we're not going to take it back away from the nizik. Whatever he was to face, that's going to be his payment. The Rishonim have machlokas whether the tefisa works only before the tofes was toveya the nitva kedin, or even after the hamad bedin. So Baal Tshuva writes that from Rashi it sounds like Rashi writes shekodam nizik v'tafas. Sounds like only before the hamad bedin that's when tefisa is going to work. And the Torah explains because only when he was tafas l'fnei hamada can he say that can he make a taina that he was not toveya saorim because he was muchsuk in them, as opposed to if he was tan chitim atachayevli and only afterwards he was toface. So it sounds like he was mochel or moda on the saorim, and therefore tefisa is not going to work on something that you already mochel or moda on. So it has to be before he ever made any taina, because as soon as you make a taina for chitim, that's the equivalent of saying and I'm mochel any saorim. So at that point you're not going to be able to be toface saorim, you're not going to be able to grab the saorim. That's how the Torah explains Shitas Rashi. However, the Rambam in Tomid V'nitan Perek Gimel Halacha Yud is not mechalek, and his shita is that tfisa always works. So the Sma on the side of the Shulchan Aruch and Chosh Mishpat Simin Samil Ches, as well as the Nesivis, explain that tfisa works even after your mochel, because the mechila was not a clear and explicit mechila. It was just that I was not towing. I didn't. My tviya was on chitin and wasn't on saorin. So that's only like a suffix mechila that came about through my shtika about anything about saorin, and therefore when I'm machzik it, I do an action to go and grab it, that tfisa is going to work. So that is the machlokas rishonim. Now the Gemara says, but I have another kasha that to ask from our Mishnah. Tanan, we learned that if you have haya echa tam vechan muad, one animal is a short time and the other one is a short muad. Hanizik omer muad izik is a gadol v'tam is a katan. The nizik says that it was your short muad that damaged my gadol, and therefore you're going to have to pay nezek shalei min aliyah, and it was the tam that damaged my katan, that my smaller animal, which was much cheaper. Okay, that you pay chatzi nezek migufo.
But my big expensive animal, that one you're going to have to pay nezek sholim in aliyah. V'amazik omer loki. The mazik says, not true. El atamis agadol. As far as your big expensive animal, all I'm going to have to pay is chatzi nezek migufo. Umua nesakatan. And it was my sharmua that, as far as your teeny tiny animal, yeah, that I pay nezek sholim, no problem. So amotzi mechaveru alaf haraya. The halach is that if the nezek wants to collect kefi, his tevia, he's going to have to bring a raya. Sounds like hello, my si raya, that if he doesn't bring a raya, shakil kitukamer mazik, that he takes like the mazik had said, that he still gets paid. He just gets paid based on what the mazik had said. Vamai, chitin usarin inu. Why does he get paid at all? After all, isn't this a case of chitin usarin? And didn't Rabbi Barnasan tell me, tanu chitin rodel besarin? You're going to be potter. Says the Gemara, same answer. Ro'i litol ve'enlo. Not that he actually gets paid, but that, you know, even though he should get paid, he can't get paid. So, Vatanya, but we have a brisa that elaborates on the mission. And the brisa says, Hareza mishtaleim lekotan minamuar ulegadol minatam. It says that you actually get paid. So how can you say that it means that you don't really get paid? And so Gemara, once again, the tafas. No, you only actually get paid if you went and you were toface. Say machlokas rishonim, toface before the time, after the time. But only when, if you went and you were toface, only then are you actually going to get paid. Then the Mishnah said, ho yishneim, if both of the shvarim that were mazikin were shel ish echad, both of the potential shvarim that were mazik belonged to the same person, shneim chayavim, then the owner of that, of those oxen, is going to have to pay because one of his oxen definitely did the damage. So if I don't know whether it was ox A or ox B that damaged my animal, but I know that you own both ox A and ox B, so obviously you're going to have to pay. So says the Gemara that will show to us, that will demonstrate straight to us the following halacha. Amar le Rava mi parzika le Ravashi. Rava mi parzika, same place, said to Ravashi, Shema mina, from the fact that it says in our Mishnah that shneim chayavim, and the pashtus is the nizik is able to collect his chov from both of them, we see that shvarim tamim sheiziku, that if you have two short tams that do damage, that one of them does damage, and we don't know which one does damage, ratza mi zegova, that the nizik gets to choose which one he wants to collect from. That's what the phrase shneim chayavim seems to imply. And therefore, if one of them gets lost, the other one will just take its place and it'll collect from that one. And you're able to collect from that one. So if one shartam disappears, somehow gets lost, so good, I'll collect from the other shartam. No problem. So Rav Ashi says, no, that's not a halacha that you could prove from our Mishnah. Hacham mayaskinan. What's our Mishnah talking about? Bimuadin. Our Mishnah is not talking about a shartam. It's talking about sharmuadin, where the nizik is not gova from the goof of the shvarim, because shartam shehizik you pay me gufa, but a sharmuad you pay me na aliyah. The tashlum comes from the meitav of the nichsei amazik from min aliyah. All of his nechasim are meshuba to pay that chov. It's lav dafka the shor that you collect from. So therefore, only in such a case that the shvarim are muadim, so the nizik can collect from whichever one he wants. And if one of them gets lost, he could go and he could collect from the other one, just like I could collect from your house or from anything else that you own, because everything you have is meshuba to pay. So it says Mar Ibn Muadin, but if the Mishnah is talking about a case where the Shvarim were Muadin, Ema Seifa, if you read Vayter in the Mishnah, it says in the Seifa that both of the oxen that are rodef one Shar and one to be Mazikit, Hayech Gadol Vech Katan, and one of the rodefim is a large ox and the other one is a small ox, Hanizik Omer Gadol Nizik. The Nizik says it was your large ox that was Mazik. That it was the small ox that was mazik. So it sounds like they were talking about two shvarim tamim. And what's the whole nidon between the mazik and the nizik? Is that since the chiv of payment for a short tam that does damage is chatzi nezik megufo, so it's in the nizik's best interest to say it was the larger ox that did the damage, because I'd rather have chatzi of the guf of that one. And it's in the mazik's best interest to say it was the smaller ox, and you max out at chatzi of the guf of that one. So I'm motzi mechaver lo v'raya. The halacha in that case, motzi mechaver lo v'raya. So ibu muadin, but if we were talking about a shor muad, may nafkei mina sof sof to make Torah ma'aliyah by l'shulmei. Meaning if that was about a shor muad, then it really shouldn't make a difference whether it was your large ox, your small ox. You pay me for the damage. You don't pay me from your ox. You pay me an aliyah when it's a shor muad. So the whole halacha in the Mishnah doesn't make any sense if you're going to say that we're talking about shor Kar Muad. So Amaleis Ravashi said back to Rava Miparzika, you cannot prove that the entire Mishnah is about Tamin, because it could be that Seifa B'Tamin, that the Seifa of the Mishnah of Echel Gadol and Echel Katan that do damage, and the Nizik says it was a Gadol, and the Mazik says it was a Katan. Yeah, that's about Shvarim Tamin, Veresha, but the Resha that talks about that they both belong to one person is B'Muadin, is talking about Shor Muad, and therefore you Viter cannot be Mochiach, the din of Rava Miparzika, that Rotzimi Zagova, from like you would by a Shartam. So Rav Acha Saba rejects that which we said, that the Resha of our Mishnah is talking about Muadin. Armly Rav Acha Saba le Ravashi, Iba Muadin, if the Resha is talking about Muadin, Chayavim, you know, the Lashon of Chayavim, when it comes to Muadim, you don't collect from the oxen themselves, you collect from the Baal Hashar. He's the one that's Chayav. Chayav Gavra Mibayaleh. Shouldn't have said Chayavim, which implies that somehow the burden is on the oxen in some way. No, it's purely on the Baalim. Vesu, my Shneim. And also, what's the mashmos of the word Shneim in Shneim Chayavim? When they're Muadim that are Mazik, Chiv Tashlim is not chal on the only on the guf of the shor. It's chal on all of the mammon that belongs to the balashar, that it's all meshubad to make this payment. Even if he had many oxen, he could have had 100 oxen. So they're all meshubad to make this payment. So you can't say that our Mishnah is talking about a muad. So a new mahalich in our Mishnah against Rava Miparzika is Elali Olam B'tamin. Our Mishnah is in fact talking about Shvarim Tamin. The reason it says Shneim Chayavim is not because the din of Rava Miparzika is correct, that Rotimi Zegova. No, it's not telling you that if one of them gets lost, the Nizik could just collect from the other one. No, then what the Mishnah is telling me is Kolzman, that they're both here, you collect from them, but if one of them gets lost, you don't collect at all for Rabbi Akiva he. And our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Akiva to Amar, because Rabbi Akiva says that the owner of the Shor Tam, that damages, and the owner of the Shor Nizik, of the Shor that got damaged, are Shutafin Inu, they're partners now in the Shor Amazik. That's the way Chatzi Nezik Migufa works, that as soon as my Shor Tam gores your Shor, we are now partners in my Shor Tam. And that Shutfus happens because of the Maisa Nezik. And it's Mikoach, that Shutfus, that the Nizik gets half of the money of the Shor Amazik. But that's only when both of the potential oxen that did the damage are here. So then the Nizik can be Gove, the Demeya Hezik, from either one of them. Because one of them for sure did the damage, and the Mazik can't be Docha, the Nizik, and say, I'm not paying you, maybe it was the other ox. Yeah, you own the other ox also, so you're going to have to pay me regardless. Avalesen L'Tarvayu, but if they're not both here, the Mazik could say, you want to collect from the only shor that I have left? Well, bring me a raya that shor is the one that did damage to you, and I'm happy to give you half of that shor. But you can't prove that. As far as you know, it might be the other shor that did damage to you. I see from all the movement that this is the end of the article. Okay, so we move on to the next volume of article. Hadron Allah Hamaniach. So Bez Hashem, now we begin the fourth parak of shor of Mesach. So says the Mishnah. Shor shenogach arba'a v'chamisha. If you have a shor that gores four or five, arba'a v'chamisha shvarim zeh achar zeh, four or five oxen, one after the other. And in all of those negichos, it remained a shor tam. How does it remain a shor tam if it keeps goring over and over again? Machlokas Rishonim. Rashi writes, bein negicha l'negicha, it saw other shvarim and it didn't do anything. Remember, a muad could be chozer l'tamuso if it's given that same opportunity over and over again and it doesn't act. So this shor kept on seeing other oxen and not goring, and then every, whatever, fourth or fifth shor that it saw, it gored. And so kept on doing that on that pattern. The Rashba writes, no, that the case is that he was not huad b'fnei bailim after each negicha, meaning it's liyude gavra. The whole point of a muad is that the bailim has to know that now he has to keep a better shmira, but they never told the bailim he has to keep a better shmira. Or the Meiri suggests that he was nagach kulam biyom echad, and the Gemara had said earlier on Chav Gimlam Beis that you don't become a muad, that's just called having a bad day. An animal is not a muad if it all happens on one day. It's got to show a pattern of behavior that happens over a period of time. So somehow out. The animal was a short time that gored multiple times. So technically speaking, the chiyuv is chatzi nezek megufo from the guf of the mazik for each of the oxen that gored. So what do? You shalim la'achron shabahem. You first pay the last one that gored, v'imyesh b'mosar, and if there's still something left, meaning let's say it gored a $400 shor, and it itself is only worth $200. So if the last one was a $400 shor, you got yo chatzi nezek megufo, so you're done. There's nothing left. There's nothing left to pay because you call it only pay up to chatzi nezek megufo. But let's say the mazik is a $400 shor and it gored a $200 shor. So if it gored a $200, so it only owes $100. So you sell the mazik, you give $100 to the last nizik. Now we move on to the next nizik and see how much I owe him. So v'imyesh b'moser, so if there's extras, yachsil l'shalafanav. You go back to the previous nizik and you pay him. V'imyesh b'moser, if there's extra from that, yachsil l'shalafnei fanav. Then you go back to the nizik prior to that. Ha'achron achron niskar divra meir. The last one is the one that benefits the most. That's the one that gets the payment, his full do, which is chatzi nezek, so it's half do, whatever. That's the one that gets paid. But after that, it's up in the air depending on availability of funds. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon disagrees. He says shor shav masayim shnagel shor shav masayim, and he says let's make it real. Let's give an actual case. A shor shav masayim gores another shor shav masayim. $200 shor gores a $200 shor. Vein an aveli yafaklum, and it totally destroys it. So there's $0 worth of value left in the nizik. That makes it much simpler. Zen no talmana v'zen. The nizik gets $100 and the mazik gets $100 worth of the shor that was mazik. Chazav nagach shor acher shav masayim. If it then goes and gores another shor that's shav masayim, and again now it's worth zero after being gored ha'achron no talmana, the last one gets $100 v'shelafanav. So far we didn't say any chiddush, right? So far we said exactly like Rabbi Meir said, that the achron is going to be the one that gets his full whatever he deserves, his chatzi nezek megufo. No, but here's where it changes. V'shelefanav, and the nizik and the bailim that were shutafim in the shor prior to that hezek, zenot el chamishim zuz, v'zenot el chamishim zuz. They split the 50 zuz, 50 zuz, because the first nizik became a shutaf in half of the shor. So he's chayiv on that shmira. He becomes chayiv in the shmira. If you're really a shutaf in the shor, you're responsible for the future damage that shor does. So when it gores a second time, he's also chayiv to pay for the nezek based on his chelek in the shor. So over here, where half of the shor belonged to him, he pays half of the chatzi nezek to the last party that was damaged. Chazar v'nagach shor achar shav masayim. If it then goes and does it a third time, same story. $200 now it's worth zero. So the last guy is owed $100. Ha'achron otamana, that last guy gets his $100. V'shalafan of chamishim zuz. The nizik prior to that only gets 50 zuz. Kefi his chelik in the shor, which was meya zuz, which is the value of chatzi of the shor. V'shnayim arishonim, and the first nizik and the bailim, where each of them split the shor of chamishim zuz, which is reva of the shor, diner zahav. Each gets 25 zuz, which is a one quarter of the nezik. Now, we recall the machlokas that we keep coming back to between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva as far as what are the mechanics of shor tam mishali migufo. That according to Rabbi Akiva, as soon as the shor is mazik, the nizik becomes a shutaf in the gufa shor based on the value of chatzi nezek. So over here also, the nizik becomes chayiv in the shmira as soon as it damages, because he's the proud owner now of this shor. But according to Rabbi Shmuel, when we say that you're it means that you don't have to pay. The mazik just doesn't have to write a check for more than the value of his own shor. But the nizik doesn't actually become an owner of the shor of mazik. So ask the Gemara, masnis and money. Rabbi Meir Shita in our Mishnah is going like who, right? Meaning we're not asking about the Shita of Rabbi Shimon. That's more obvious. Rabbi Meir Shita, that the achron is niskar. And if you have leftover money, give all of it to the previous one, to the previous guy. So who's that going like? The lo Rabbi Shmuel, the lo Rabbi Akiva. It seems to be like neither Rabbi Shmuel nor Rabbi Akiva. Because ik Rabbi Shmuel, if you want to say it's going like Rabbi Shmuel, da amar bali chovos ninu, who says that it's just a matter of a chov, but he doesn't own the guf hashar. Hai achron achron niskar. When it says achron achron niskar, that the last nizik collects first, that's not correct. Rishon rishon niskar mi bayilei. It should have been that the first nizik should collect first, because then it's bali chovos. When it comes to bali chovos, if I owe somebody money earlier, he's got to get paid back before the people that I'm in debt to from later on. You're supposed to pay back earlier, debts before you pay back later debts. And ik Rabbi Akiva damar Torah d'shutafi hu. And if you hold like Rabbi Akiva that it's an ox that's now owned b'shutvos, hay yesh bo mosar. It shouldn't say you go back to the previous one and give the previous guy the entire chatzi nezik. That's not correct, because that nizik was also chayiv in the shmira by the time it damaged the last guy. So therefore, you should go back lekulam. It should have said that the extra money gets divided between all of the nizakim, like Rabbi Shimon said in the Mishnah. So says the Gemara, Amarava liolam Rabbi Shmuel. Really, our Reb Meir is following shitas Rabbi Shmuel. Damar bali chovosinu, who says that they are bali chov? Udakashalach, achron achron niska, rishon rishon niska mi bali. Aye, our kasha was, why does the last guy benefit? It should be the earlier guys that benefit. It's the earlier bali chov that normally get paid back. Hachamayaskinon kagon shetafso nizik ligvose menu. The case is that the nizik was tofaced the shar in order to collect his domain nezik from that shar. Vinasa alov kishomer sacher lenizakin. And he became a shomer sacher to be chayiv in the Shmira and the Nizakar of that shor. So when that shor then went and was and did damage again, so the Nizik is chayiv on the Negicha, and since he's a Shomer Sachar, the Bailim is not chayiv at all on the Negicha, only the Shomer is chayiv on the Negicha. He's the only one that's going to be chayiv, meaning he's the only one that bears responsibility. So all that should have gone to him from the shor, he's now going to have to pay to the next Nizik. And that's the way it works down the line. So that's why it's achron achron chayiv, because the case in the Mishnah is each nizik, as soon as his shor was damaged, grabbed the shor hamazik. If I grab the shor hamazik, I now have to watch the shor hamazik. And if it's my responsibility to watch, I'm fully responsible for everything that it does. So if it goes and gores again, I have to pay the chatzi nezik. So I'm going to lose the chatzi nezik with gufo. So I'm going to lose the entire shor. So the Gemara asks, Ihachi, if that's what we're talking about, that he's tofes the shor, and therefore he's the only one that's responsible for the damage of the shor. Yesh ba mosri yachsil l'shalaf. When it says yesh b'mosar, you go to the previous guy, that's not correct, because that which the previous guy lost his chelik because he became chayiv in the nezek of the last one. It should have said that whatever's left over from the shor should go back to the bailim arishonim, because the bailim was never chayiv on all the other nizakim. The bailim was only chayiv on the first nezek that happened. So Ravina hachi katani. The Mishnah means to say as follows: im yesh b'mosar b'nezakav, if the last nezek was smaller than the previous nezek, and it turns out that the previous nizik doesn't have to pay everything that he's owed to the last guy, so yachsul l'shalfanav, so he gets to collect that difference. Meaning, if the first nizik was owed $200 and the last nizik was only owed $100, so good. So then the first nizik is still going to be able to get paid that difference. So the Gemara brings a raya to this explanation. V'chein kiyasa Ravin Amar Rabbi Yochanan. When Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, he said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Pshia Shomrim Naguba, that this whole halacha is based on Pshia Shomrim, that the previous Nizik was Poshea in his Shmira of the Shar. So he also explains, like Rava, that Rav Meir holds like Rabbi Shmuel, and the Nizik is not Chayiv because he became a Shutaf in the Shar, he's Chayiv because he became a Shomer in the Shar, and he failed in his job of Shmira. So B'mayu Kimta, who are we saying that the Mishnah is going like, that Rav Meir is going like Rabbi Shmuel? Ihachi Em Seifa. But then the Seifa of the Mishnah reads, Rabbi Shimon So that line in the Mishnah where Rabbi Shimon comes and says that the last guy gets paid what he gets paid, and then the previous guy splits with the Bailim, and the previous guy with that splits with the Asan Rabbi Kiva. That is clearly assuming like Rabbi Akiva. Tamar Torah Deshutafi, who assumes that as soon as the first Nezek happens, the first Nizik becomes a Shutaf in that Shar. And that's why he has to split the payment to the next Nizik, who at that point becomes a Shutaf in the Shar. So Reisha Rabbi Shmuel, the Sefer Rabbi Akiva, that's clearly Rabbi Akiva. So now you're going to tell me that the Reisha is going like Rabbi Shmuel, and the Sefer is going like Rabbi Akiva. So Amri, the Bnei Yeshiva responded that in exactly correct, that that the Reisha goes like Rabbi Shmuel and the Sefer goes like Rabbi Akiva, and that's not a problem. So Amri Le Shmuel Rav Yehuda, because Shmuel said to Rav Yehuda once on a similar kasha, Shinna Shvok Masnisin V'Tabas Ra'i, leave the Mishnah and don't bother to be Miyashiv it like one Tana, just follow my explanation and explain the Mishnah to be going like two Tanaim. Reisha Rabbi Shmuel, the Sefer Rabbi Akiva, meaning don't break your head trying to figure out something that's not figure outable. It's something that's, that you're not going to be able to ever be miyashiv, to ever be able to resolve. You can't resolve something like that. The ratio is it's just that it's two different shittos in Tanaim, and the Mishnah sometimes works like that. So now the Gemara brings a suffix in explaining a different Mishnah that we're going to be able to be posted from our Mishnah. Tanan Hasam HaTokeya LeChaveros. So this is the third topic of the Dabna. Tokeya LeChaveros. Someone is Tokeya in someone else's in someone else's ear. What does it mean to be Tokeya in someone else's ear? Rashi writes that he's Hiko Oso Keneged Ozno. He quotes in the name of his Rebbe that he whacks him in the ear. He smacks him in the ear. And then he says, or it could be in Tokeya Mamish. In Bechoros he explains, Tokeya Mamish Shetoka Mipiv Ba'ozno. That he's shouted very loudly. The Rashba writes in the name of Rabbeinu Chananel that it's a raya from a brisa that we're going to have later on in Daf Sadi Aleph, where it says Hamavit es chavero keitzad hatokea ba'ozno v'charsho, that you frighten someone, and the Gemara gives an example. What does it mean you frighten someone? You are tokea in their ear. So if we're talking about where you smack him across the ear, so that's not frightening him, it's assaulting him. Frightening someone is like you shout, so you say you scare the person. So that's the machlokas rishonim over here. The Rashba writes in the name of Rabbeinu Chananel that you're only going to be chayiv though if you grab him at the time that you're tokeya. But if you don't grab him, you're pater. The Miri says when it comes to boshes, you're chayiv even if you don't grab him. It's only to be mechayiv him for the nezek, the tzar, the ripo, and the shabbos that you need to actually grab him. Meaning it needs to be that you do some physical action beyond just yelling in his ear. Okay, but bottom line is tokeya lechaveru, whatever it means, you did something that you harmed his hearing. So nosin lo sela, you have to pay his sela for the boshes that he's going to suffer. So Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishum Rabbi Yosef Glili mana, that you don't pay a sela, you pay a mana, you pay 100 zuz, which is what a mana means. If he also did nezek to him, then aside for the sela and the boshes, he also has to pay the nezek of the tsar, the ripoy, the shavas, all that as well. That's what Rashi writes. The Rambam writes that this payment includes the tsar, the ripoy, and the shavas, because it's one of the chavalos that since there's a small amount of tsar, chazal or masakin, a particular amount of money. That's how the Rambam understands that we're never going to be able to really assess the tsar because it's a tiny amount, so chazal will just masakin the sela. But that's the amount of money that you pay for this. Okay, so the Gemara tells the story. There was someone that was tokea ba'ozno shel chavero, and they came to Rav Tuvia Bar Masna for a din Torah. Rav Tuvia told him he's got to pay a sela because that was the sheet of the Tanakama. So shalchei Rav Tuvia Bar Masna lekamid Rav Yosef. So he sent him to Rav Yosef to ask a shayla. When we say you got to pay a sela, sela tsuri tanan or sela medina tanan? Yeah, I pass like the Tanakama that it's got to be a sela. But what kind of sela? Is it a sela that's a sela tsuri, which is 4 zuz, or is it a sela medina, which is worth only 1/8 of that, which is therefore going to be half a zuz? Generally speaking, the rule is that when it comes to payments in the Torah, it's a sela tsuri, and when it comes to payments midrabanan, you have a sela medina. You'd be paying with kesef medina, not kesef tsuri. That's what we've pointed out in the past. Rav Shachter often points out that when it comes to ksuba, the whole machlokas, the ksuba d'oraisa, the ksuba d'rabanan, could have significant ramifications. But the phrase the chazi lichi mida oraisa that we use in the ksuba is according to those shitas that say ksuba d'rabanan, you could still have a phrase the chazi lichi mida oraisa because it means that we're using kesef mida oraisa. even though the ksuba may only be drabanan, which means that the kesef is eight times the value of what it might otherwise be. Rav Shachter pointed out, it's machlokes rishonim, but many rishonim hold that when a ksuba sal mana is mana, it's only $100, that's for sure only midrabanan. We don't say the chazilichim midorais in the ksuba sal mana. So it turns out that when we say ksubas pesul is masayim and the ksuba sal mana is mana, according to some rishonim, it doesn't mean that a ksuba pesul is worth twice as much as a ksuba sal mana. It means it's worth 16 times as much. Because the ksubas pesula is masayim zuz midoraisa. Even if it's the ksubas only a din drabanan, but the kesef is kesef midoraisa. Whereas the ksubas almana is a mana midrabanan. Other rishonim say no, that it's got to be consistent. That the whole masechta sounds like it's 100, 200. We're just throwing the numbers around as if one is half of the other. So anyway, amalei tanisua that we learned in our mishnah to be poshet this shaila whether it's kesef suri or kesef medina, because it says ha'achron ha'achron. And it says shnayim arishonim din zav. But v'isal kadai tani tana sela medina. If you can assume that the sela of the mishnah is sela medina, and it's the derech of a tana to refer to a sela medina, but when with the word sela, so niflug v'nisni ad trace of a sela, then Rabbi Shimon should have been mamshich and wrote another level of chalukah in the value of the shor. That if the shor would have gored one more time, another shor that's worth masayim zuz. So the last guy's going to get 100 zuz, the one before that's going to get 50, the one before that's going to get 25, and the one before that, together with the Bailam, are each going to get 12 and a half zuz, right? So 12 zuz and a Sela Medina, which is a Chatzi zuz. So it must be that the Mishnah is not talking about a Sela Medina, and that's why if Rabbi Shimon would have written that Chaluka, he would have had to say that the first two are Makabel 12 and a half zuz, and it's not the Derech of the Mishnah to start discussing half zuzim. So when it says, Tokele Chaveru, Sela must also mean a Sela Tsuri, and you pay four Zuzim. So the person did not accept this Raya. So Amar Lei, he said back to him, Tana ki ruchel lisi melezel. What, the Tana is going to just go like a Rochel and just, you know, talk and talk and talk and talk? I mean, your Raya is that it didn't talk about another level of damage. It's already spoken about three levels of damage. How many times is that? So my Havila, what was the Hachra'a in the Suffolk? Pashtua mehadam rabidam rav. Kol kesef amar p'tor kesef Tsuri. Whenever you have kesef that's mentioned, with that the chiyuv is mentioned in the Torah, it's always kesef tzuri. And whenever it's a chiyuv that's mentioned by the chacham and not by the Torah, it's always kesef medina. Because when the Torah was given, they only had very very fine and refined silver, so they didn't have kesef medina. That's what Tosfos writes in Maseches Bechoros. Okay, so Amalei Ahu Gavra. So the guy who was Takalo Chavero said to Rav Yosef, "Hol Palga de Zuzahu, since it's only a Chatzi Zuz that he owes me, Lo Ba'ina, I don't want it because I'm embarrassed to take such a tiny amount of money. Right? It's like waiting. You know, for the cashier is having a hard time finding a penny. You know, to give you your one penny, and they're looking. I got to go to the back. It's embarrassing. Right? Standing there waiting for that. I'm not interested in waiting around for a penny." So nasvei laniim, go give it to aniim. So hadar amalei, afterwards he changed his mind. And nasvei nalei, he said, you know what, give it to me. Ezel va'avari bi nafshei, I'll go and I'll become healthy with it. Amalei Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef said, I cannot give it to you. Kvar zachu be'aniim, the aniim already were kona it with a kinyan maimit shloshtan, meaning in everybody's presence. You said instead of paying it back to me, give it to the aniim. So that's a kinyan called the maimit shloshtan. So the aniim were ready. We're ready, Kona. That's if a person has if you have an object that belongs to me, like I was mafkid you an object, or you're my balchov. So if I say the bala chayfet says to the one who's holding the chayfet in front of a third person that teneu leploni, give it to ploni. That's a kinyan. The Gemara in Gittin says that it's a hilchsa below taima. We don't know exactly how that kinyan works, why that kinyan works, but it does. It's a kinyan and it works. So I already did it. Kinyan maimit shlashtan. So v'alvagav deleka aniyim hacha. And even though they're in this maimah, there were no aniyim, anan, yet aniyim anan. I, the gabei tzedakah, am working on behalf of the aniyim. Dom Rav Yidom Shmuel, yisomim einin srichin prusbul. Yisom don't require a prusbul for their chavos. V'chein tani ramim barchama. Yisom einin srichin prusbul. Ram Gamliel beizdin o aviyin shal yisom anayu. Because Ram Gamliel and his beizdin are the aviyin shal yisom. So it's as if the shtaros are already misurim le beizdin. So Chanan Bisha, he was called the bad guy, Bisham is bad guy. Taka lehu gavra. He also did this taka in someone's ear. So asal kamed Rav Huna. He came to Rav Huna. Amar leh, Rav Huna said to Chanan, zil havli palga de zuza. Go pay him a half a zuz. Havli zuza macha. He had a very worn out, rubbed out zuz. Ba'ilu misfile minei palga de zuza. And he wanted to pay from that, half of that. Love mishtakale, since it was so worthless, he can't even go bring that to the shuk and give it to a storekeeper. The nizik didn't want to accept that chatzizus from him. So takale achrina. So he then went and shouted in his other ear, whacked him in his other ear. So now he owed him the other half of his zuz. So viavi nale. And now he said, okay, good. Now I got a freebie, and you know, and he gave him the entire zuz. Okay, Baruch Hashem, Elisha will pick up at the Mishnah tomorrow. Everyone have a wonderful Shabbos. I will be back on Sunday. Be'ezras Hashem. Very tired on Sunday, probably, but I'll be back on Sunday.